Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. Here I am again, ready to go with another camper. So excited to have this camper on the show. Please tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Jazz.
Where are you from, Jazz?
I am from Cloverdale, California.
And how long have you been coming to camp?
I've been coming since 2016.
Yes, 2016. And how old are you?
I am 13 years old.
Yes, you are. And you have graduated to the teen camp, yes?
Yes.
This is your first teen camp?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you used to come to the youth.
Yeah.
2016, what, you did 2016, 2017, 2018? 2019?
Yeah.
You've been coming all those years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you virtual with me last year.
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, you did. You were there saying funny stuff, as always. So, what's your favorite camp activity? Let's just start there. What do you got going on this year that you love?
Well, it would have to be between Hogan and Kiva, but I usually come to the Hogan when there's not really much going on, because the Hogan always has exciting stuff, I guess.
Right, you like the artwork.
Yeah.
Sandra, lots of good stuff going on. Kiva has some downtime sometimes. It's not always your style of music in OJ Radio, I assume, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what's the biggest difference from youth camp to teen camp for you? Do you have any big differences?
Well, there's definitely a lot more teenagers, I guess.
I like it.
And I hear a lot more swear words.
Oh, more swearing at teen camp. Yeah, that makes sense. They also do schedule with you. You get a schedule.
Yeah,
remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And then teen camp, you don't have a schedule. You can do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like doing whatever I want.
Yeah, you do. Tell us about how you feel about the food.
Square eggs need to go. Hate square eggs.
Square eggs are out with everybody. What's the chant at breakfast this morning?
No more square eggs. No more square eggs.
Thank you for sharing that. So we've talked about it a little bit at past podcasts. Because of COVID protocols, the kitchen is not open at Enchanted Hills Camp, and they are catering food, and it's just coming up in a box with some silverware and a fruit cup. And breakfast is probably the weakest link at this point, because it's nothing but eggs and potatoes. Typically, an egg that has been baked in a pan and cut into squares and dropped into a box, and it's pretty unappetizing.
You can tell the catering company put a lot of love and effort into their food.
Now, mind you, we're not complaining. The kids are doing a great job of eating their meals and not saying too much, and Tony lets them vent after lunch if it was good or bad, but we're hoping for cheeseburgers three more times this session, because that's been about the only good lunch for a while. Is there any of the food that you did like?
Chicken parm. I like the chicken parm.
The chicken parm.
But okay. It's kind of sad for the vegetarian, vegan people, because they don't even get the pasta. Like, vegetarians can eat the pasta, but catering company is too lazy, I guess.
Yeah, it is what it is at this point. And we're just happy to be at camp, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what happens.
Are you burning out yet, or are you still loving it?
I'm still loving it. I mean, I think all my cabin still loves it, but we definitely want sleep, so that's the thing that happens.
You guys staying up late and talking? I hear you guys are late night talkers.
Yeah, one time we talked about toilet time.
Which is a game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Lexus plays it all the time now. She plays Toilet Time all the time.
Speaking of Lexus, tell us about the confusing names in your cabin that I have been having to deal with.
Oh, okay, so there's Alexa, there's Alexis, or Alex now, but there's also Lexis,
right.
And there used to be Alexi.
Right.
There used to be Lexi, but now Lexi's gone. And it's like my counselors just got used to like my name, and then I was like it's Jazz now, because like Jazz is more comfortable for me, I guess. But like everyone's just like, come on, you had to change your name now. And I was just like, yes I have.
Did you
to.
Change it here at camp, or had you thought about that for a while?
Well, I've been thinking about my gender identity for a while, but the name is kind of like a new thing.
Gotcha.
That happens.
Interesting. We did Pride Hour. Was that fun for you?
Yes, Pride Hour was very fun.
And OJ Radio?
Yes.
We had a good crew in there.
Yeah, I hope to do Pride Hour again soon, because there were a lot of good requests. And I still have a whole list of song requests.
Nice. Well, we're all inclusive. We try to respect the pronouns that our campers and our staff like to be referred to by. It's a little challenging sometimes,
yeah.
Just because, you know, we're so used to the gender he's and she's, but for the most part, everybody is really, really understanding. There hasn't been anybody that has gotten offended because I said she or didn't use the proper pronoun.
Love the gender neutral bathrooms, by the way. Those are pretty cool.
Right? Are you joking?
I actually like them. They're gender neutral. So like, sometimes.
Oh, you're talking about the pool house.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes like the women's bathrooms are pretty ucky. They're pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty,
so yeah, there's that extra option, right?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice that they did that at the pool house. That's right. The whole new pool house.
Yeah.
I forget because I don't ever really go down there or go in there. But yes. I did remember that they have a gender-neutral bathroom at the pool house now. That's pretty cool. Okay, so tell me, you're just going to keep coming back to Enchanted Hills Camp? You love it here?
Yeah, I'm going to come back as much as I can.
Right.
I'm going to try to come back every summer, obviously,
yeah.
Because, like, in 2020, I couldn't deal with having no EHC, so, like, when EHC was on this summer, I was like, 3 weeks.
Yes. You know, we get, the podcast is giving the impression that you're a, you know, pretty studious, serious, you know, thought-provoking young lady. And underneath all of that, there is a really silly, funny, smart person that we love here at camp.
Yeah.
So much. You bring a lot of color and energy and unicorns and rainbows and beautiful things to our camp.
And tarantulas.
Yes, exactly.
I like tarantulas.
You can even give us a honk if you want. Jazz, on our Everything EHC Summer Fun podcast, is there anything you want to say to the world out there? I always give campers an opportunity to say whatever you want.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful day, my wonderful people of the world. See you in your nightmares.
Oh my goodness, that is a typical Jazz thing going on here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Yes, I've even heard her doing that during meditation time.
Yeah, I like Manveen was just talking in the soothing voice, and I was like, hello, children, I hope you're having a nice rest. So imagine you're on a dirt path. You have a bag. What is in that bag? Do you have any sharp objects in that bag? What are you going to use those sharp objects for?
Oh my goodness. Terrorizing people during meditation. All right.
One time someone even woke up sweating.
Yeah, having jazz voices in their dreams.
Yeah.
Evil jazz voices in their dreams. All right. Well, we're going to go back. You're going to go back to OJ Radio video games, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool. Awesome. Always awesome to hang out with you, Jazz, and talk with you. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You know, EHC is
the place to be.
You got it, kid. That's right. Thanks for joining us on Everything EHC. This was the Jazz episode. We hope you continue to enjoy the episodes as they keep happening here at Maceo.net. Keep checking back. We will be doing podcasts for the rest of the month. And I'm excited to just keep visiting with our campers and staff.
I killed a cup.
Yes, you did. You smashed it good. Which which bin does that go in?
Does it go in the compost? Doesn't this go in the compost?
I don't know. I must be compost. We'll have to ask Angelique.
Well, I think it's compost.
Okay, cool. We'll go put it in the compost. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. No. This has been the Jazz episode. She's crawling under the table to get her cup. We're signing off now. Goodbye, world.